Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Passion Podcast. I'm coming to you from the Sports Palace in Kyiv, Ukraine. And I cannot believe we are back here and we are ready to kick off Passion World Tour 2010. Who knew that we would be back in Kyiv for stop number one for the second time? Kicked off Passion Tour 2008 here 2 years ago, almost to the week. And here we are again, and I'm telling you, things are looking up. It's about 45 minutes until we're going to kick this thing off, and I'm looking out a little window here at the Sports Palace, right in the hubbub of Kyiv, by the way. It's a holiday across the nation today. It's Monday, but everybody's off because yesterday was Victory Day across all of the former Soviet Union, celebrating the victory of the Allied forces against Nazi Germany. Big parade here. Down the main street into Independence Square last night, fireworks going off everywhere. Everybody's out, everybody's happy, and everybody's off today. So it's a great day to be here. Folks coming in from Belarus, from Romania, from Moldova, from all over Russia, and other places around that I'll know more about after tonight. I'll give you the final rundown. But man, I'm telling you, 45 minutes to go. I'm looking out on the big plaza. There's a giant plaza with a huge round fountain out in front of the Sports Palace. And what we learned last time is two beautiful subway exits right in the middle of the plaza. Because last time it was the miracle of Kyiv. We didn't know where the people came from. There was nobody here 15 minutes before it started. And then 4,000 people showed up. And we know they came up those subway exits now. Miraculously appeared at the last minute, but that's not the case tonight. There are a couple of hundred people milling around right now waiting for their friends. And I'm telling you, Ukrainians and these Eastern Europeans are a happening group of people. They are cool, looking hip, excited. And there's already, I don't know, maybe a couple thousand people in the building and people just rolling in every which way you look. And that excites me because you guys are praying and believing, you've given, you've sacrificed, and we're all in this thing together tonight, and it's going to be on here for the sake of the church in Kyiv. I got to tell you, I wish that I could describe what just happened in our meeting with all the ministry leaders here, folks head of Campus Crusade, and some of the InterVarsity folks, and Hillsong Church, and the Baptists, and folks from churches all across Kyiv and ministries outside of Kyiv across Ukraine, folks here heading up ministries all over Eurasia. And man, just a phenomenal crammed in this room. I don't know how many people, maybe 30 people or so, maybe more, most of whom never met each other. But here because Passion was standing in the gap tonight. And I'm telling you, that's what we're doing here. We're just servants of the church in Kyiv. And we're just standing in the gap tonight. Holding hands between ministries, between churches, between streams to say, hey, tonight's about one name. It's about one great name tonight. It's not about any ministry. It's not about Passion. It's not about any people. Tonight is about the one fame that's never going to pass away. And God, we're just trusting you tonight. We're just trusting you that you're going to break through tonight. You're going to break through the songs and the word and the language and the culture. You're going to break through tonight. And that you're going to rise in our midst with great power. And we're going to see that our God is the God who saves. And we're going to know tonight that salvation belongs to the Lord. And so we're praising you in advance for what's going to happen tonight. We know and are confident that you sent us here, that you appointed us to be here, that you have set us in motion tonight. And this is yours. It's all yours. And so just praying over these students in the name of Jesus. Just praying over them that even now, Holy Spirit, that you would just raise their expectation that this is not a concert, this is not an event, this is not a happening thing to be at in Kiev tonight, but this is the kingdom of God, and everything is possible tonight because of you, God. And we want to believe that, pray for it. Some of these folks have been in trains for 7, 8, 10 hours, in cars for 12, 15, 20 hours. People come a long way, God. And so we're praying right now in the name of Jesus that you will raise our expectation, that we would know tonight is about the supernatural, not about what men can do, but about what you can do, God. And we're looking forward to it. So thank you. And guys, it's going to be awesome. I'll kind of try to catch you up through the night. Hopefully we'll give a little glimpse of some of the happenings in there tonight. I'm going to try to see if we can't get a little snapshot of what a bunch of Ukrainian students sound like, so you guys can know that the church is alive and well all the way over on this side of the world tonight. And then we'll wrap things up here before we leave the Sports Palace and try to get this podcast posted. Hey, we're on the world tour, so welcome back to the podcast. It's going to be a bunch of them coming over the next few days. I could not be more honored that you guys are in it with us, from South Dakota all the way to Tokyo, Japan. Somebody's listening right now. You guys down in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Australia, UK, coming there Friday, Saturday. So thank you guys for leaning with us. We're one big family right now. We say the wave is growing into a global awakening, and that's not a slogan for us. That's the truth, and I'm looking at it right now, and we're going to experience it tonight, and you're a part of it. You are a part of it wherever you are right now. So come on. Kyiv, Ukraine, it's going to be fantastic. I'll be back with you guys a little bit later. Take care. Well, Passion Kyiv has come and gone, hopefully not completely gone. In fact, I hope it's just begun. But man, what a crazy, awesome night here in the Sports Palace. And I had the little recorder out just a couple of times and just grabbed a few little snippets of stuff. I don't know exactly what it's going to sound like, but here's just a little taste of the guys leading in English and maybe a little bit in Russian. And so take a listen to this. And then after, of course, at the end of the night, we're about to pray for London. And man, just always a beautiful, beautiful thing to see these students catch a vision for Ukraine giving to London and giving for London and praying for London. So I took the little recorder out there, and you'll hear kind of their response for that. So here's just a little taste of the night, and then you'll hear me and one of my translators, Dennis, as we're asking the students if they want to pray for what's going to happen in London. So enjoy this. I'll be back and wrap things up at the end.
The earth is filled with glory.
right, so here we are on the Passion Podcast. It's me and Dennis coming to you from the Sports Palace in Kyiv, Ukraine.
Прямо из дворца спорта Украина.
That's for all you Russian speakers out there on the Passion Podcast.
Для тех из вас, которые говорят по-русски.
All the Russian speakers, raise your hands. There you go. No, not you, them. Some Russian-speaking guy driving through Oklahoma right now, and he's like, so here's the question.
Итак, вопрос.
Do you guys feel like you can pray from now till Friday and Saturday and pray for Passion London?
Можете ли вы сказать, что вы будете молиться с сегодняшнего дня и включая пятницу и субботу за Passion в Лондоне?
And pray that they'll have an amazing time. I think that's a yes. So, thank you. Okay, guys, goodbye from Kyiv. That was a loud shout out. So, you heard it for yourselves. That's what 6,500 Ukrainian young people sound like. Just an incredible, incredible response tonight. You know, we had about 4,000 people here in 2008, and to see another 2,500 people join us this time is just a reflection of the partnership, friendship, the time and energy invested in relationships, and that's what ministry is all about. And I don't know where you are. You may or may not be involved in leadership in any ministry, but I think probably one of the most powerful points of the night, and a couple people commented on this later, was all of us in that room beforehand, all these various ministry leaders, Campus Crusade and the InterVarsity folks and the Baptist folks and the Hillsong folks and all these different ministries represented, most of them never been in a room with each other before. And the leaders of Ministry for Ukraine and the city, and I just looked at them and said, hey guys, this is just the beginning. And at some point you have to go across the room, you got to meet somebody, you got to build a friendship, because friendships is what diffuses division. And that's where it begins for you in your town, for me in my town. It begins by just making a friend and getting to know somebody's heart. You don't have to partner and do some grand big scheme, some huge event together. It's just meeting somebody, hearing their heart, and knowing that there's something about that person that you can celebrate, and there's something about that person you can get behind. And I think that was what the difference was here tonight, and I think that's why there were 6,500 young people there. Some drove 30 hours to be a part of this thing tonight, and they were hungry and ready to be there, and I felt like we were going for it. It wasn't easy. It didn't feel like an easy night, but it felt like a substantial night, and I've never, I don't think, been more exhausted at the end of a night. I mean, doing a whole night with translation into Russian is not a piece of cake, trust me, but I just felt completely spent and taxed and wiped out at the end of the night, and feel like we just gave our best and gave everything we had. And seeing the students catching the wind of the new wave and coming on board with what it means to make Jesus famous was so cool. A couple of really awesome things in the night. Chris and the guys doing Our God. And lo and behold, Our God has made it ahead of us to Kyiv. And they just went for it the first time. The band cranked it up. They were right there. And then we ended the night with that going into With Everything. And I mean, they were just going for it. And so it's just cool to see that song, which is, you know, really only 5 months old, take its journey all the way around the world already. and land in the church here. So, Key, we love you. It was really cool seeing some of you guys saying that you listen to the Passion Podcast, and that's really, really hilarious to know that 18 of our 300 listeners were in the building tonight in Ukraine. But we love you guys, and we really do believe in the future of the church in this nation, and it's just a huge honor for us to come and be able to serve you tonight. And that's what we did. You know, we didn't come here to do a show or get anything out of it. We really just came here to give our lives to you and to the beautiful church that Christ is building here in this nation and in this city. So thank you guys for praying all over the world and believing. If you'd seen the students tonight, when they started giving for London, I mean, it just, what a total turnaround of the kingdom of God. And for them just to start pouring toward these buckets and giving so freely, at least it looked like. I don't know how much the offering was, but just watching them give was so powerful tonight. And then watching them head out back to this nation was really, really rewarding. So we're wiped out, man. Just long flights, you know, getting here, trying to get acclimated, and doing a full-on 3.5 hours worth tonight was really beautiful. But you'd been proud of our team. Christian singing in English and Russian, Matt singing in English and Russian, Christy and Chris leading in English and in Russian. Just really the guys doing a phenomenal job, and beautiful, beautiful night. So good night from Kyiv. We're off to London tomorrow on an afternoon flight, and we'll catch back up with you guys when we get into the UK and get things set up for our weekend there. If you're listening to the podcast somewhere in England or in Western Europe, it's going to be Friday night, 7 o'clock, and Saturday night, 7 o'clock. Crowder's coming to join us. Francis Chan's going to be joining us. It's going to be a really, really cool time. It's still time for you guys to come. Wembley Arena, Friday and Saturday night. If you're somewhere in the world listening, can you just pray right now that God will make a way for something really special to happen in England? And we'll certainly tell you guys about it on the journey. So thanks for joining us today. First stop, Passion World Tour 2010 from the beautiful city of Kyiv, Ukraine. This is Louis signing off on the Passion Podcast. Man, you are blessed. God is with you, and your God, our God, is greater. Right where you are tonight, or today, or whenever you're listening to this podcast, it's true. If our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? We'll talk to you soon on the Passion Podcast.